Welcome to City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here at Erie Insurance Arena, a 6-1 final in favor of the home team. And if we're in Erie, that means the Rangers are not the home team. Caleb Smith opened the scoring in this one just 35 seconds in, his sixth of the season, from Owen Johnston and Alexi Davio, 1-0 Otters. Then, just over 90 seconds later, Alex Messier would score his fourth from Dylan Edwards and Bruce McDonald. It came at 2:14 of the first, 2-0 Erie. At 10:52, Carey Terrance would get in on the scoring, his 25th of the season, from Caleb Smith and Matthew Schaefer. 3-0 Otters, and that was quickly the end of the night for Tristan Malbouf, the Rangers starter. He was beaten three times on seven shots. On the first shot that he faced, just 13 seconds later, Jackson Parsons would be beat by Carey Terrance. His second of the game, 26th of the season, from Malcolm Spence and Caleb Smith. It came at 11:05 of the first, and the Otters led 4-0 after 20 minutes. In the second, the Otters weren't done. Andre Molnar would score on the Channers power play, 4:04 into the second. Molnar's 15th from Pano Femus and Martin Mishiak, 5-0 Otters. The Rangers would finally get on the board at 7:02 of the second. The seventh of the season from Simon Motu, from Matt Sopp and Edward Chalet. That made it 5-1. That's as close as Kitchener could get tonight. It was Wesley Royston's second of the season from Brett Hammond at 10:30 of the second period to make it 6-1 Erie, and that was the last goal of this game. The teams went through the final 29 and a half minutes scoreless with nothing happening, and I mean nothing, in the third period. The Otters go 1-for-3 on the Channers power play. The Rangers go 0-for-3, and Erie outshoots Kitchener 27-26. Just looking a little more than just the 0-for-3 tonight, the Kitchener Rangers are now 3 for their last 39 on the Channers power play, and they've lost 6 of 7 games. Once again, the final here tonight, the Otters 6, the Rangers 1. Your post-game show for You Save Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. This is City News 570.
Once the East Avenue Blues step off the ice, it's time to break down the game. This is City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
And back here at the Erie Insurance Arena, where the home fans, more than 5,000 of them, another good Saturday night crowd here in Erie with 5,028 who go home feeling pretty good after a 6-1 win for their Otters. As we await UC Ahokas to emerge from the Rangers' room, we'll take a look at our Leibold Electric out-of-town scoreboard tonight. In Brantford, the first place Brantford Bulldogs fall 6-4 to the North Bay Battalion. The Bulldogs took over first place by beating the Sudbury Wolves in Brantford last night. Those are the 1-2 teams in the East, and the Bulldogs came from behind in that first place showdown last night, but they didn't have the legs tonight as North Bay beats them 6-4. It's an overtime finish in Flint, where the Ottawa 67s beat the Firebirds 3-2 at the Dort Financial Center in Flint. In Owen Sound, if you're a Rangers fan and you're feeling a little glum after this Rangers 6-1 loss, well, the Owen Sound Attack are holding a 3-1 lead on the London Knights with 9 minutes to play up at the Bayshore. Keep your fingers crossed for that. Let's send it downstairs to Paul Fixter.
Thanks, Mike. I'm downstairs with head coach UC Ahokas. And coach, I know how hard you and your staff work each and every day to prepare the hockey club. I see it firsthand. What's your explanation for how flat the team came out to start the game?
Unacceptable that we come in here and show up like that. That was terrible. That's not our culture. That's, you win one game and then you think it's that you can play well, but we weren't ready. We weren't ready at all, and that's every player has to go on their head. are they ready to give their best? Because today we were in, and that's pretty much the first time the whole year. But yeah, that's not unacceptable to play like that.
What would be the explanation, Coach, do you think? Because I know you pushed this team to work hard, and tonight they didn't give you the effort that you need.
I don't think somebody think. I can't imagine why, because there have been tough games, and we knew. They knew how they play and what we had to do, and we didn't put. And yeah, they got a couple for two shots, two goals, but then you have to have pushback. Like, then there's like so many such bad things. And if your top guys don't show up like at all, that's when it looks like that.
Coach, I've been in your shoes, and I know it's tough. How difficult is it to stand on the bench and watch that go on?
Well, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. Maybe the worst the whole year, or even my life. I don't think I've been that embarrassed if we show up like that.
Coach, last question for you. Is it good or bad that the team doesn't play again until Friday?
Well, we'll have a good time to practice hard.
Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Back upstairs to you, Mike.
Thank you, Paul. Terrible, unacceptable, not our culture, embarrassed. I think those words sum up the feelings of Rangers head coach UC Ahokas. 6-1 the final in favor of the Erie Otters here at the EIA tonight. Your post-game show is brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. You're listening to City News 570.
Once the East Avenue Blues step off the ice, it's time to break down the game. This is City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Back here in Erie, the Otters win 6-1 over the Rangers. Paul Fixter is ringside.
Thanks, Mike. I'm joined ringside by tonight's goal scorer for the Rangers, Simon Motuin. Simon, just your thoughts on how the team came out so flat to start the game.
You know, we're a spoiled team. For any, you know, young kids out there, we're probably treated the best in the OHL. And, you know, it comes with pride. We have to go out there and earn it every single day. And I think right now we're playing arrogant and, you know, we think we're the best team in the world. And when we go out there and don't have any energy or don't have any kick, it shows.
If I can ask, where does that, and I'll use your word, arrogance come from?
From a hot start to the season, that's where it comes from. I think a lot of guys were putting the puck in the net, you know, a lot. And right now when you're having struggling, it's easy to blame everyone else. And I think, honestly, right now our team's been a little bit selfish and just not working hard.
Simon, I asked this of the coach, and I'll ask the same question to you. A couple of days off, and we don't play again until Friday. Is that good or bad in your mind? Would you like to get right back out there and try and get a win, or is it better to have some time and worry about it come Friday?
I mean, obviously, we'd like to get right back out there and earn a win, but I can't control the schedule. We got a couple of days off here for everyone to go home, see their family, and regroup, but coming in next week, it's going to be a real test for us. We got to be way harder to play against and outwork every single team, no matter how good we are.
Appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thanks.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Simon Motu with some strong words as well. There's an arrogance to the team where you think it's going to be easy after the hot start. The points were coming easy. Now you have to work for them. And certainly the veteran Simon Motu did not feel as though he and his teammates did that tonight. I can't disagree with anything I just heard in those excellent and insightful post-game interviews here tonight. The Rangers fall 6-1 on the road in Erie. Post-game coverage brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. You're listening to City News 570.
Once the East Avenue Blues step off the ice, it's time to break down the game. This is City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by USave Flooring. Price is so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Welcome back to Kitchener Rangers Hockey here on City News 570 and post-game coverage from the Erie Insurance Arena, where the Rangers fell 6-1 to the hometown Otters. The Otters were playing their third game in as many days, but it was the Rangers that were beaten to every puck tonight in just a really rough effort and a tough 60 minutes, to be sure. Let's take a look at your three stars from this game. Your three stars brought to you by the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at BBB.org. Third star of the game, picking up a goal and two assists. Caleb Smith of the Otters gets those third star honors here tonight. Carey Terrance scored twice for Erie. He is named star number two. And with 25 saves in goal, Jacob Gibbons is the first star of this game. So it's a home side sweep, and you can understand why. Gibbons, Terrance, and Smith sweep the three stars here in Erie, which are brought to you by the Better Business Bureau. Find a better business at BBB.org. We're back to wrap from the Erie Insurance Arena right after this. Stay with us. Post-game coverage for your Kitchener Rangers is brought to you by USave on City News 570.
You're listening to City News 570 Rangers Talk, brought to you by USave Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Here are your hosts, Mike Farwell and Paul Fixter.
Final thoughts from here in Erie before we board the bus, come back home, and that'll just be home for the team to practice through the week and then back on the road through Kingston and Ottawa next weekend. Paul Fixter, I have been doing this for longer than I count, honestly. I know it's been more than 20 years, though, and I've done many a post-game, pre-game, mid-game, you name it game interview, and never have I ever in all of those years gotten better interviews than you just got tonight with UC Ahokas and Simon Motu. The head coach, embarrassing, terrible, unacceptable, not our culture, maybe the worst game, most embarrassing game of his life. Simon Motu, arrogance, that no team gets treated better. Like, those were the best interviews I've ever heard.
Well, thanks for the nice words, Mike. I appreciate that. I'm learning from the best, and that's you. I don't think there's anything I can really say that hasn't been said, you know, 5 minutes ago from those two. They're right. I agree with them. They're absolutely right. And they need to find a way to get through this. The other thing that you just said, they have a couple of practices. I'll put the word that the coach used in front of that, hard practices. He was not happy with the effort tonight. And you can accept losing when you get beat, but you put in a workmanlike effort. They didn't right from the start. And you kept asking me all night long, what happened? Like, what happened? I don't know, because I've never seen this team come out that flat. And it's unacceptable, to use the coach's words and Simon Motu's words. It is completely unacceptable. This team, to whom much is given, much is expected. And Simon Motu acknowledged that this team is given an awful lot, including traveling down here the night before, so they're supposed to be rested for today's game. Certainly didn't look like that tonight.
You know, you just made me think when you talked about those hard practices, because clearly there was no effort expended or energy expended here tonight. And I'm reminded of one of the other things that the coach said, though. He hasn't seen it. Like, this is not the team all season long. Like, whatever happened tonight, you got to call it an anomaly. And I think that's fair to say, one out of 50 games. This was just completely out of character for the Kitchener Rangers.
Well, you hope it's.
Well, it was to this point. Right?
To this point, yeah. It has been. I thought it was really interesting that Motu said, "We've got guys that, you know, aren't scoring, so they're not working." Like, all those things that he said, guys, figure it out. You know, we're supposed to be getting better because we've got the players back, and tonight they just played a team that was short-staffed, but worked and worked and worked and kind of, you know, smelled like that shark that smells blood. And they smelled blood early on, and they never let up. They were winning every battle. They were winning puck races to negate icing calls. And the other word that the coach used, and that's the word I use all the time, is pushback. Like, you just expect a little bit of pushback. I don't know if the coach expected them to win or not, but he expected them to give more of a fight. And in the end, they just crumbled.
They crumbled to the extent of a 6-1 loss here in Erie. We'll board the bus, head back home to the Canadian side of the border, and then head east next weekend. Again, it'll be Kingston next Friday, Ottawa next Saturday for the Kitchener Rangers after those hard practices in between. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Paul Fixter, and our producer back at the boardwalk in Kitchener, Adam Sanderson, my name is Mike Farwell. I bid you a very good Saturday night from the Erie Insurance Arena.
This has been another edition of City News 570 Rangers Talk. Brought to you by You Save Flooring. Prices so low, just take it and go. Your home for the Kitchener Rangers. City News 570.